Oh, one time Super Bowl champ backing up the Dallas Cowboys and Troy Aikman.
Speaking of quarterbacks, let's get back into Brock Purdy.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say this, Shasky, real quick. When I think of Minnesota and the Niners.
Yeah, what do you think of?
I think of Joe Shasky. Jimmy just doesn't see it. I'm like you. You Nimrod, we're going to the NFC Championship game.
Talk about takes that aged well. I mean, there's a lot that didn't age well. That one did. Like fine wine.
Jimmy's not seeing it. Like, it's his first postseason game. Relax.
That might have been one of his better ones.
Nah, it was fine.
What was Jimmy's best playoff game? The Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl may have been his best game.
At one point, he was 20 of 23 or 21 of 24. 17
of 20 or something
like that. Okay, well, that was, yeah. For like 175 yards.
All jokes aside, that was his best postseason game.
Till the fourth quarter.
I mean, Minnesota. But see, that Minnesota game, I was so ticked off at you. Because I was thinking, you guys didn't listen to me all week. That was going to be a struggle game. Minnesota had a good defense. And Mike Zimmer, he was a good coach. That was a good defense.
I watched in real time as the coach looked over with disdain after slinging the ball up and down the field up in the link in Seattle just 2 weeks prior.
I know, he was slinging.
I looked over at Shanahan, and Shanahan was like, we are not throwing the ball the rest of this game.
He ran it 12 straight times.
Yeah, and that was the moment right then and there where I felt like he'll never look at Jimmy ever the same. Yeah, Kendricks jumped in front of that route and just was sitting there waiting, and Jimmy didn't see him, and Kyle's head exploded. And I'm not mad at him because I kind of felt him.
Hey, on the opening drive, he did throw a touchdown pass to Kendrick Bourne, or was it Emmanuel Sanders?
I forgot.
Remember that he went like 5 or 6 on the opening drive in that game?
I just remember they targeted what's-his-face down the sideline, and Stephon Diggs made a great catch and ran it all the way in. I was like, oh, boy, here we go.
Oh, it was Kelly Witherspoon. They benched him right away.
Yeah.
Benched him right away.
And we also watched Kirk Cousins tap out in that game.
Well, Dalvin Cook tapped out, too. Dalvin Cook tapped out as well.
I live for the Bonte Hill. So-and-so on Team X wants no part of the smoke.
Some games just get too physical for certain people. Like Sauce Gardner, the game got too physical for him. You can tell when somebody's just like, yeah, I don't want no parts of this. They're hitting too hard. Like, you can see it.
Uh-huh.
You can see it. You can feel it. And you're like, yeah, it's going to be a long day for this guy. By the way, it is true, 650, Xfinity Mobile text line, that the Niners have not won in Minnesota. Wow, they have not won in Minnesota since 1992. Lost in 94, 21-14. That was the last week of the season. Niners didn't play anybody. They were on a roll. That game meant nothing. They lost to Minnesota in 1999, 40-16. They lost in 03, 35-7 in Minnesota. In 09, they lost 27-24 of the Brett Favre game.
Lewis.
Craig Lewis, back in the end zone.
I call that the Glenn Coffey game.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he had like, what, 25 carries for 50 yards or something like
he
that?
He was horrible.
Sean Hill was good that game. I contend, though, Singletary got conservative. Final two drives. They went three and out. They got conservative. They should have threw the ball.
It's one of the greatest Brett Favre moments ever.
I know. Singletary got conservative. He got conservative. Percy Harvin in that game. Wow.
That was the loss that broke so many Niner fans.
Oh, yeah. It broke
that
us all.
That particular loss.
It broke us all.
That 10 a.m. start.
Yeah, it broke us all.
Still in my pajamas.
Broke us all. The next year, they lost 35-7. Of course, they lost 24-13. That's when Sam Ponder in a 10 a.m. start against the 49ers just dominated Jim Harbaugh and company. That was a nasty game.
Christian Ponder.
That's it, Sam Ponder.
Sam Ponder, his spouse.
Okay. His spouse, excuse me. My bad. Sam Ponder. Ponder. Whatever.
Clean it up, Ante.
Ponder.
I mean, seriously.
Ponder beat us. That's why.
Passing that?
Yeah, how do you Ponder lose it to that guy?
It is weird that they haven't won in Minnesota for 30 years. It's weird. It is weird.
Last year, they lost 22-17. 2018, they lost 24-16. Let me just say something in my ear 2 minutes ago while I was talking. I have no idea what you said because you said it so quick.
Oh, no. You were asking who got the touchdown pass in that Viking game, the playoffs. It was Kendrick Bourne.
You
know if he was Kendrick Bourne or someone else. I was just clarifying.
He was also your 2019 leading receiver in the playoffs.
Yes, he was. Kendrick Bourne.
Look, every week I come in here and I'm worried about this guy and that guy and this team and that team and my own team and injuries. And you know what? Every now and then I try to throw you a changeup, and I feel very confident against Minnesota. I think this is a good spot for the Niners. Short week. I think they're focused. No Christian McCaffrey. They know Sam Darnold. Like, and you've told me for 3 years Shanahan's the DC. If you don't think Shanahan knows the limitations of Sam Darnold, you're kidding yourself. They have great weaponry. Aaron Jones is a stud. Now, they're missing their tight end. They're missing their other receiver. I fear Justin Jefferson, but I think they can bottle this man up today.
Man, I'm looking at the spread right now. It opened at 6. Niners favored by 6. Some books is down to 5.5, which means there's some sharp action on the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I'd tease that up to double digits.
So, tease it in favor of Minnesota?
No, the
Niners.
Yeah, what do you
so have? When you tease it with the Niners, let me school you real quick on some gambling. So
I don't know what I just said.
I can tell. So you would tease it. If you tease the Niners, you would tease them down. And you basically make it a pick-em game.
So what's the reverse of teasing?
Well, then you'd be giving Minnesota like 12 points. You don't want to give them 12 points.
I think they're going to win by double digits. The Niners.
So you would tease it up anyway.
Yeah.
That would be a dumb bet, but you know, you tease it the other way so you get better value.
It ain't nothing you can
so
do
if
about.
You're so confident the Niners win it by double digits, you tease it down and you take it from 6 to make it a pick-up to where the Niners just got to win the game. No point spread.
I'm so fired up for this one.
You're confident.
I'm so fired up.
I'm a little concerned. 888-957-9570. Niner fans, wake up, man. Wake up. Are you that confident like Joe Shasky against the Minnesota Vikings? Is it because of Brock? There's no Christian McCaffrey. He's not going to play. Actually, let's hear from McCaffrey. McCaffrey, can you play on turf?
Yeah, if you can't run on turf, you can't run on the field. Can't run on grass, can't run on turf. If you can go, you can go.
All right. every week.
Clean it up, Auntie.
Why do I have to clean it up?
He was stunned. You looked at the computer and you were like, I guess that's all there is there.
Yeah, if you can't run on turf, you can't run on the field. If you can't run on grass, can't run on turf. If you can go, you can go.
Yeah, well, oh damn. Everybody's so short.
Save that sound. If you can go, you can go.
You can go, you can go. All right, Christian.